Hey, listeners, you are about to experience one of our exclusive episodes recorded at Missionary in Jacksonville. We're excited about Missionary Conference. If you want to listen to all of the interviews that we've captured all at once before they premiere in the main podcast feed, we're talking conversations with Jim Renahan, Paul Washer, Conrad Mbewe, and more. If you want to get all of those now, go to missionspodcast.com/premium, and you'll be able to get them all in advance before anyone else does. And use the promo code MISSIONARY in all caps, and you'll get your first month of premium membership for free. So again, go to missionspodcast.com/premium, use the promo code MISSIONARY in all caps, and you'll get it for free for the first month, and you'll get access to everything. And now, enjoy this exclusive episode from Missionary. Greetings and welcome to the Missions Podcast, the show that explores your hard questions on missions, theology, and practice to help goers think and thinkers go. And Scott and I are here in person live from the Exhibitor Hall at First Baptist Church, Jacksonville, at the Missionary Conference, or otherwise known as Missionary.
Yep.
With our old friend Brooks Buser here. Good to see you, Brooks.
Glad to be here, guys.
And we are going to be broadcasting, recording from this venue throughout this week and throughout the duration of the event. And so if you're following along in the podcast feed or if you're watching this on YouTube, stay tuned to the channel. We're going to be dropping content regularly outside of our regular weekly schedule. We've got a lot of exciting guests lined up. Conrad Mbewe, Ian Hamilton is coming back onto the show. And of course, we've got Brooks here now. And we were talking a little bit about Missionary, this whole project. Of course, we had you on the show in March, you and Pat Daly as well, to kind of talk about the vision behind this event.
Yeah.
This is probably just the biggest, honestly, I think it's the biggest event that's happening kind of in our missions space this year and maybe, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the conference kind of came into an existence when we were doing the films. So you got six films that are rolling out over six pioneer missionaries, all of them that kind of originated. They wasn't meant to be just in Europe. We were going to have Adoniram Judson, but we couldn't get into Burma. So these six guys, and then we thought, this is the 500-year anniversary of William Tyndale, one of the six who translated the Bible into a people group that at that point had no Bible in their language or complete Bible. And so this is the 500 year of him starting that process. Let's throw a conference to celebrate Tyndale, but also to look forward to what about these languages that still have no Tyndale among them. And so it kind of gathered a lot of traction. You guys are here. We have 17 other exhibitors, but we had 189 applications for vendors just to get in. And we're at max capacity and then over max capacity. So it's like, it's a pretty cool conference where guys from our neck of the woods who think about missions critically, who think about the church, who think about getting to the ends of the earth, kind of rally around this. So, yeah, very encouraging.
Yeah. So you're speaking on missions today,
uh-huh.
which I find to be kind of an ironic topic on a conference that's focusing a lot on yesterday.
Yep.
So why is it so important that we look backwards in order to really deal with what we're dealing with today?
Yeah, I mean, looking backwards, I think you learn lessons from William Carey and his church polity, the way that he saw what he was doing, how it was shaped ecclesiologically. Looking backwards, we see why Tyndale gave his life. He was burned at the stake for what he did, translating the Bible into English. These lessons that, if you know these lessons, it helps shape and kind of focus what you're heading into in the future. And so I'm particularly excited about John Piper's last message that will, he'll be the last talk of this conference.
So don't leave early.
Don't leave early. Be there for that. And we will have the Tyndale episode that will be dropping tomorrow night. We'll show the whole thing to the whole auditorium, all of that. But Piper's going to talk about Tyndale to the ends of the earth. That's the title of his talk. I think that's that mixture that you're talking about of let's remember the past, but let's use it as a springboard. Let's not stand on, wow, praise God, we've got the English version for 500 years now. What of the nations? And that to me is kind of one of the thrusts of this conference.
Beautiful. So what are you hoping comes as a result of the conference? Obviously, missions conferences happen.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't the first one. But what would be, you know, if the Lord were to answer your biggest prayers, what happens for you guys, what happens for Radius, the organization that you lead, as a result of a conference like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think maybe a better awareness of what we've done well and what we maybe are lacking in today's world and missions. I think it's going to be heavy on pastors. I think the ratios are like 80% of the attendees are pastors. So you've got a lot of leaders of flocks around the country that are going to be here, I think, to influence them and to have, there's these four primary lanes of missions I'll talk about in my talk, and to think about, okay, we do these lanes well, what of this other lane that maybe we don't do so well? So I think that's a hope. I think maybe to unify under some particular terminology and a banner to maybe head forward. I love what missionary Stephen McCaskill has done so well. Yeah. The product is going to be really good. And I think that's going to have a ground effect on a lot of churches in their Sunday school classes, college groups, that kind of thing. Yeah. So maybe to help disseminate that a little bit.
Yeah, because people don't know these stories.
Yeah.
Churches aren't teaching them these days like they used to.
Yeah.
And what I liked, I mean, I haven't been able to see the videos yet, obviously, but just even looking in the bookstore, the fact that you have like a leader's guide, discussion questions, I see that that could be really helpful. As I'm a pastor of a revitalizing church, and we're thinking about, hey, what's our mission strategy going to be and how do we go about doing it? I can see those videos being something really useful, an entry point for, you know, mission committee leaders and local church men and women to really get their minds around what the theology they need, but also how do we put this into practice?
Yeah, the hope was, so all six of them have a theme behind their life. So Tyndale, very obviously, is the Word of God, the primacy of the Word of God. You've got Amy Carmichael, singleness and the sufficiency of God. You've got John G. Payton, the primacy of the local church. And so each one of those overviews, kind of documentaries, has a study guide with it so that you can walk through that theme and the biblical underpinnings. These guys didn't just grab this out of thin air. Tyndale was convinced from scripture that everyone should be able to read the scripture from the lowest plowboy to the eldest, will know more than the Pope about the Bible, like this famous statement that he actually draws from Erasmus. All of them have these themes, and I think for churches to be able to investigate those themes, the themes are timeless because they're biblical, and so we're trying to just bring those themes out of each one of their lives. The study guides, we hope, are going to be part of that.
So I'm curious, you've got mostly pastors in attendance.
Yeah.
That's probably not normal for a missions conference.
No.
Right? This is probably the exception. What do you think's driving that? I mean, you've got a lot of, you know, well-known preachers, you know, on the stage, but it's more than that. Do you see the tide turning among churches? Pastors are thinking more missions focused?
I think so. I think the tide is turning. I think you get guys like Sinclair Ferguson, who we all three have an affection for.
Every preacher wants to listen to him.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I could listen to Ian Hamilton for hours, and he's got the opening talk tonight. And these guys who we know are theologically astute, they know what they're talking about, and yet there is this undercurrent of how do we take this and how do we make this into something that goes beyond the English language? And I think that's starting to be a very recognized theme that pastors are kind of wrestling through. And you'll see that all of the vendors were chosen intentionally. There's a lot, like we said earlier, there's a lot of guys that didn't get into this. These 17 are intentional. We want pastors thinking in a particular way. We want them exposed to particular organizations like ABWE, because if they get that and there's this ecosystem of, okay, here's the trusted group of people, it helps pastors move some of that forward. It's when missions become so broad, or it's starting to get a little bit watered down theologically, that pastors kind of start to push away from it. But if you can sharpen that edge a little bit, I think that's probably drawing some of them. But I mean, I'll be honest, I think the lineup is probably the most.
It helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, but we need that. We're at this tipping point where there's been reformation over the last few decades, and now people are thinking, okay, we've heard Piper say for years that missions exists because worship doesn't. Yep. But actually, I would also say that missions exist because worship does. That because there's true worship, because there's a growth of deep doctrine that leads to worship and devotion, that missions has to be the natural overflow of that, right?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Brooks, how can people learn more about the conference? They're probably watching this. It's after the event is over, and so maybe they want to catch up on the talks. Maybe they want to get the film series itself, and as well as Radius. How can they learn more?
Everything will be housed at missionary.com. So missionary.com will have...
.net? Is it .net?
No, .com.
You got .com?
We got .com. Yeah. Yeah. So we got that. Praise God for ministries that are failing, because Israel is a hard place to travel to. So we were able to buy the website from a travel agency that had Israel as the cornerstone of their business. So anyways, missionary.com, you'll have the six documentaries there. You'll also have a whole bunch of articles. So we've worked closely with Rosari Butterfield, Michael Reeves, Piper DeYoung. So we've got over 100 interviews of 5 minutes or less on significant missionary topics. And then there'll be a whole bunch of other stuff that's kind of rolling out. But the films and then a few other things, there's a glossary of terminology that I think will probably be long term.
That's beautiful and necessary.
Just talking through so that we're we're dealing with the same language, but we're talking about the same things.
Yep.
You sometimes feel in missions like you're talking with Mormons because you're saying the same word, but you mean radically different things.
Yep.
And so we've got to have those definitions in order to see the Great Commission hopefully moved forward.
That's on the website live now already, the glossary.
Ready to go.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just a conference. It's a it's a movement.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's Wait, can I say movement?
Maybe.
On that note. Yeah.
There's other kinds of movements.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, thank you for watching. We'll continue to bring you content from Missionary. Thanks, Brooks. Go ahead and check out missionary.com as well as Radius International. And we here at ABWE are so glad to be a part of it. So stay tuned for more.